Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Kathy Perry back on the show, and she's always happy to be on the air with Mr. Wonderful. And she's one of the great social media experts of our time, and she's our good friend Kathy. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
And that's Mr. Wonderful, Kathy.
Yes, I'm sorry. I'll have to change how I call you.
Exactly. That's, we need to get the titles right, Kathy.
So,
millennial. Now, this is a word. These are two words that I've never seen together. Millennial males.
Yes.
You have a story to tell us about millennial males. I've never seen those two words together.
Yes. Well, you know, it's very interesting. I ran across some information that there is a new social platform, and I don't know exactly how new it is, but they have 150 million monthly active users.
Wow.
And it's largely male.
What is it? What's the platform?
It's called Imgur. Imgur.
Really?
Yeah.
Imgur.com?
Yeah, and they are like a Pinterest for millennial male, and between the ages, they said 60% of their audience is between the ages of 18 to 24.
Wow.
75% of their audience is under 35.
Wow. I'll have to tell my grandsons about this.
Yeah. You know, Pinterest is primarily female.
Oh boy. And I mean, you go there and you got fingernails, you got wedding dresses and
you got everything.
I mean, it's just over, the pink is overwhelming.
Yeah. So this one is totally the male population.
You can I'm on the site now, folks. You can almost smell the gym smell, right? And you know, smell the gym socks, right?
That's right. But the interesting thing is how they are working with the advertisers. They're just starting to roll out advertising on this site,
right?
And they've been in beta, and they're only working with some very specific brands to help them, and they have a whole in-house creative team so that they don't turn off their audience with too much advertising that would be overt.
Right.
And they want it to tell a story. So they've been working with eBay to create an ad campaign.
With eBay?
But they've been doing it very specifically to help them tell a story about, like, tech transformations that happened in your lifetime. So it's a story, and then each image is showing how technology has changed over their life, and it's showing products.
right.
Yeah. So,
but it's obvious that they're getting a lot for their money. I mean, you know, it's this is, I mean, heck, I think I may hang out here in a little while.
You like this one, yeah.
I do like this one.
It's definitely not pink. It's definitely not pink.
No.
You
could use a little more camouflage, maybe a little more camouflage, but otherwise it's...
Yes, but I think it's pretty interesting for those businesses that are trying to attract this audience. You know, you have to figure out, okay, where are they at? Where are they going?
Right.
And how do we get in front of them with our information? And sometimes it's just being present there with your information about
the only thing about telling my grandsons about this is it pushes them that much further away from reading a book.
That's right.
That's the only thing about it is because this is compelling. Sites like this are compelling. They're interesting. They're fascinating. Yeah. They're quick. You can click on them and absorb the content real quick. But it's like eating tofu. You know, after a couple of seconds, you know, it's gone. You know, and I mean, nobody. I don't think 20 years from now anybody's going to quote Imgur.
No.
They would, you know, a great book from a great book or something.
That's the only thing. Social media is, you know, it's a new way of communication, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But I don't think that, you know, we should think of it as replacing.
But it does. But it does. And it's the reason why I've got my new hashtag.
Hashtag
God help us.
Oh.
Kathy, hold on to that thought. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll come back. Kathy's got some new media stuff, new media stuff she wants to talk about. Some iPhone stuff, and have you ever heard of Periscope?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.